Ladies and gentlemen, this is New Japan Pro Wrestling's own, the Machine Gun. Carl Anderson, and you're listening to the UK's number one independent wrestling podcast, The Indie Corner.
Welcome to the Indie Corner, guys, with myself, Stuart Rogers. Not much going on this week, to be honest. You know, we've got quite a bit of news from the UK scene, announcements, etc. And then towards the end of the show, I'm hoping to be talking to Justin De Virgilio from over in the US about Kevin Steen, Ring of Honor, and the upcoming PWG shows, PWG 11. And the big Battle of Los Angeles tournament that's coming at the end of August. But like I say, hopefully that's going to be coming up later on towards the end of the show. So we'll just do the British news, etc., and all that before all that. So before we get started, you know, I'd just like to get the business out of the way first. Follow us on Twitter at The Indie Corner. Give us a like on Facebook, that's facebook.com/theindiecorner. Check out theindiecorner.com, always, you know, new stuff going up there, columns, reviews, etc. And also there's on there that you can see that there's ways to support The Indie Corner, be that the site or the podcast, because on theindiecorner.com there's banners for the likes of Highspots and Amazon. Now if you ever buy from these sites, please use those banners on theindiecorner.com, because anytime you use those banners, you know, we get a little kickback which goes towards the running costs of the podcast and the website. Also on theindiecorner.com you'll see another banner for WLH DVD sales. Again, anything that's sold from WLH DVD sales goes back into the running costs of the site and the podcast. So yeah, if you can use them banners and help support the Indie Corner, it's all appreciated. Like I say, all the support that you give the podcast already is greatly appreciated, and appreciate any more. Of course, obviously, other ways you can do without spending money or whatever. Just, you know, tell people who you think might be interested in Indie Corner, anyone that's interested in British wrestling or independent wrestling, or hopefully a mixture of both, you know. Tell them to give it a listen and see if they enjoy it. We're all about trying to help promote independent wrestling, you know, on the show, be that over in the UK or over in the US. We just want, you know, independent wrestling to thrive and for all the guys that work on the shows to succeed. So yeah, if you can do that, that would be a big help. And also, if you listen via iTunes, you know, please leave us a rating and a review on there. Again, it's another way for more people to find out about the Indie Corner, because the more ratings and reviews are left on there, the more high it moves up in the iTunes rankings, and then more people get to find out about the Indie Corner, and then obviously we'll get to listen and so forth. You know, they will tell people about the show, etc., etc. So yeah, iTunes listeners, if you can leave a rating and a review, that will be very much appreciated. So what are you doing now, guys? Go for a quick music interlude, and we'll come back with the news from the UK in a bit, guys.
Valkyries. This is the most valuable killer, MVK, Valkyries, the baddest man in British wrestling, and you are listening to the UK's number one wrestling broadcast, The Indie Corner.
And we're back, guys. Like I say, now we'll just get on to the news. Starting off with Kamikaze Pro. They have a show on July 27th back in Birmingham at the Cadbury Club in Bourneville. Born and Raised is the name of the show. And I can exclusively announce that Dynamite Pete Dunne will be taking on Special Edition Joseph Connors. This match is going to be a great match, because Joseph Connors, you know, is coming on leaps and bounds as a singles wrestler after being in the Predators tag team for so long. But, you know, he's getting out and about now as a singles wrestler, and you know, he's doing really well. Dynamite Pete Dunne, of course, has been a breakout star in the last couple of years, and also doing really well for himself. For tickets for this one, you can go to ringsideworld.co.uk. Moving on to Rev Pro now. On July the 20th, they returned to Sittingbourne. After the show aired last week, they announced a rematch for the Rev Pro British Tag Team titles, as the current champions, England's Calling, that's Martin Stone and Joel Redman, are going to defend against former champions, the Cartel, Shaw Samuels and Terry Frazier. Also announced, Cruiserweight champion Josh Bolden is going to defend against Jake McCluskey. Rev Pro have announced that, you know, this is probably going to be the last show at that venue, and they've got like a, you know, big history there, to put on some great shows there. I went to watch a show there once myself, and like I said, they put on some really good shows there that I've been able to see on DVD. So yeah, that's July the 20th, back down in Sittingbourne. Moving on to Southside Wrestling Entertainment now. They've announced a rematch on the 9th of August at the Day of Reckoning show. The Young Wolves, that being Dan Maloney and Tyler Bate, are going to be taking on the Hunter Brothers. Also on that show, Ego Dragon Martin Kirby will take on former WF star Marty Jannetty. Also, they've announced for their October the 11th Cruel Intentions Night 2 show, a no rope barbed wire match. This will be the first time that this match has been seen in the UK for 8 years, and this one's going to be against, you know, the UK's, should we say, hardcore worker Jimmy Havoc and the one and only DJ Hyde from Combat Zone Wrestling. For tickets for this one, head over to southsidewrestling.co.uk. HXC for the August 17th show, Tequila Sunrise at the Ritz in Manchester. They've announced a street fight between Ashton Smith and Deacon Peace. Also announced is the Myatt Legacy going up against the Blackpool Blondes. House of Pain Evolution released a statement, and basically, following the news that Roughneck is set to return to House of Pain Evolution after 9 months, following his suspension for his assault on Harvey Dale, House of Pain Evolution have announced that, you know, he will be placed into a match, and this is going to be against Harvey Dale's undefeated prodigy, the Monster Barricade. This show is, of course, Evolution 11, and it takes place on July the 19th in Mansfield. Moving on to Future Shock now. Another match added to the July 13th Future Shock 76 show is Nordic Warrior against Ryan Hendricks. Any more details you need for that show, head over to futureshockwrestling.co.uk.
Hey guys, I'm PCW superstar Chris Travis, an all-around best-looking guy in the UK, and you're listening to The Indie Corner.
On to Title Championship Wrestling now. And first off, I encourage you all to head over to tcwrestling.bigcartel.com to pick up the two recent releases from Title. These being 20,000 Leagues Under the Tyne, which features Rampage Brown against Dara Diablo against Jack Jester in a three-way, plus a much-talked-about Grado against Noam Dar match. And plus they've released the TCW sampler that features, you know, matches from each of the previous Total shows, a best-of if you like. And also they've announced that for the October 8th Cockpit Combat show, that will see Tidal Championship Wrestling Battle Combat Zone Wrestling. Liam Lazarus has challenged current ZZW Wire champion Shane Strickland to a teabag match. It's an interesting one, that is. We wait to see what further details come out about that. On to PCW now. The last three men have been announced for the Money in the Bank match that takes place on the I Want to Break 3 show on August the 1st. And they are Dean Allmark, Danny Hope and Martin Kirby. Of course, they're going to be joining Rampage Brown, T-Bone and Dave Mastiff. I'm not sure if I mentioned this last week. I don't think I did, but TNA's Mr. Anderson is coming over for that show as well, and he's going to be facing Zach Diamond Gibson. You know, Gibson's not what I'd call a regular PCW guy, so I was shocked, to be honest with you, to see him get the match. But you know, he's a very good wrestler, and I'm sure he's going to have a really good match with Anderson there. Triple X Wrestling on August 17th are back, obviously, with the King of the Royal Summer Mania Series show in Coventry. They've announced added to the card will be the Hunter Brothers against Chris Brooks and Tyler Bate, which I'm sure is going to be a really good match, plus indie guy Kieran Young taking on Chase Alexander. For tickets, head over to triplexwrestling.bigcartel.com, where you can obviously, like I say, pick up tickets and merchandise. For ICW, there's been a change of plan for one of the matches this Sunday at the Watch Your Boggle show at the O2 in Islington. It looks like Stevie Boy has a new partner to take on the London Riots. Davey Blaze is out injured, picked up an injury unfortunately, so he's out of the match. So in steps Greg Burridge. Moving on to Infinite Promotions now. They have announced for the August 8th In Your Scouse show, subtitled Hey Juice, from the Dome in Liverpool, that Roderick Strong will take on Sam Bailey. Any more details, tickets, information, etc., head over to infinitepromotions.co.uk. NGW are back on July 26th with Anarchy up in Keighley. Announced for this show is Owly Gow against Shah Samuels and Rampage Brown against Dara Diablo. So yeah, that should be a good show there. Quite a bit of news there. Shows all in different parts of the country. Hopefully you can make one or two of them shows and, you know, help support British wrestling. So what we're going to do now, guys, have another quick break, and then we'll come back talking with Justin DiVigilio about Ring of Honor and PWG in a bit, guys. Show guys, right now I'm joined by Justin DiVigilio. You've heard him on the podcast before. You know, he sent over previews and reviews of stuff over there in America, and obviously you would have read his stuff on the site, Ring of Honor TV reviews and other stuff. But this is the first time we've recorded together. So first off, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, just got out of a cast on my hand. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Once again, you know, like for the last couple of shows, you know, I'm struggling with my hay fever over here in the UK. So, you know, people hear me sniffing and stuff like that and coughing. It's because of my hay fever. But these things can't be helped sometimes. The reason we're on today, obviously, because we're going to talk about the American Indies, more specifically Ring of Honor and PWG. For the Ring of Honor talk, we want to discuss, you know, Kevin Steen. I mean, it's no secret. It looks like he's heading for the WWE and their development territory, NXT or whatever it's called. You know, he hasn't, like, officially said that's what's happening. But one thing he has officially said is that he's going to be having his three last Ring of Honor matches this month. The three matches he's going to be having are going to be on July the 12th against Tommaso Ciampa in Minneapolis. July the 18th, he's gone up against Silas Young in Cincinnati. And then the final match, July the 19th, against Steve Corino in Dearborn, Michigan. So we just want to quickly talk about this first, Kevin Steen. I mean, Justin's a big fan of Kevin Steen. So just give us your overview on Kevin Steen first, Justin, as you know, you've been watching him over the years, etc.
Of him as a wrestler? I think yeah. He's awesome. Like, on the column I sent over, Steen's future decided on the intercorner. I said that he can do it all. He really can. He can wrestle. He can talk. He entertains you. But when it comes to like wrestling and get you invested, he does too. So I just enjoy watching him. And when I met him, he was a really cool guy. I met him once. So that was really cool though. But and the reason for the match is he said on the video on ROH's YouTube page, said against Ciampa on July 12th is because he's one of his best friends in wrestling over the past couple of years. Silas Young, because on the 18th, because of the best in the world, when he got chalk blocked from behind after he shook his hand like a real man. And then July 19th, his last match against Steve Corino is because he's like an idol to him. He's always looked up to Steve Corino. So that's pretty much, I just love Kevin Steen. I'm really sad to see him go, though.
Yeah. I mean, another one with the Ciampa match. I don't think he's... he never wrestled him before, has he?
No, he hasn't. It's his first time.
No.
So he said.
So, and I suppose what he wants to answer, doing it on the way out, obviously, it looks like he's someone who's a good friend of his in real life, so to speak. You know, he wants to give him that spotlight because, obviously, everyone will be... All eyes will be on Steen in his last few matches, yeah. And obviously now that light will be on Ciampa as well.
Plus, I think that probably means a lot to him, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, Silas Young as well, and you mentioned, obviously, the previous match. Because a lot of people who wasn't too familiar with the ROH product, and especially Silas Young, seen Silas Young would come to me and say, who is this guy? He looks about really old and this, that, and the other. And I went, no, believe me, you'll be impressed when you can see him. He can do some really good stuff. And, you know, I just think he's, for what he does in his role as a bad guy, I think he's... He does a really good job as a bad guy, so just would be good to have this match again on the way. What do you think of Silas when you watched him?
Well, when I first watched ROH TV, he was like the first guy that like grabbed me, like, oh, who's this guy? Because he didn't look athletic at all, like no. He really didn't. And another thing that people probably don't know, it's come out over a couple of months. People have been saying over Twitter, he's actually I think he's Stan Hansen's nephew.
That's right, yeah.
So but he's really good like at getting hate from the fans. Like, he's a really good bad guy.
Yeah.
I just like definitely. Him wrestling, but when he goes against Kevin Steen, I'm obviously not going to like him, because Kevin Steen.
Yeah. And obviously that third and final match in Ring of Honor, the Steve Corino match. I think I got to meet Steve Corino a couple of months ago now, it seems, and stuff like that. And he's a great guy. Anyway, he really is, you know. A veteran of wrestling, you know, been around for forever, former NWA champion, whatever. And like you said, you know, when you went through it, just, you know, Steen looks up to Corino and always has done. So that'll be a good fitting, you know, end to Steen's Ring of Honor career, at least this time around, so to speak, against Corino.
Steen on the shoot interview on the Hell Rising DVD said that one of his most special matches when he came back, Final Battle 2011 against Corino.
Yeah.
Well,
I remember that.
Yeah, Steve Corino, he probably still has it, like, as he doesn't wrestle that much. He's probably, I hope he does, I hope they have a really good match. Probably going to be very emotional. And if you haven't listened to it, Steve Corino has a podcast. I'd really enjoy that one, too.
Corino's you know, a great guy. And like I say, that should be a really good match because Steve Corino can definitely still do it. From what I've seen with my own eyes, like I say, a couple of months ago when I seen him on a show over here, he was in there with a guy much, much younger than him. But he stood his ground and everything. And even, you know, the usual stuff that where Wester, you know, interacts with the crowd and all that was there for Corino as well. Should be a really good match indeed. It should be interesting to see what they actually do to make it different, if you know what I mean, and stuff like that.
Steen's really big on that. On his shoot, the one I just mentioned, he always said that, like, his title run, he didn't want to get it compared to Nigel, Bryan, and Punk. And then, like, the ladder match with Steen Wolf in 2011, PWG with Jericho, he didn't want the ladder war from Final Battle 2012 to get compared. Like, he likes when it's different. So...
That match there, because on that PWG show, funny enough, PWG, we're talking about them in a bit. But, you know, that show there, Steen Wolf, was my favourite PWG show, just for them final two matches on that show, including that ladder match.
I haven't seen that match, but I'm planning on getting on the El Generico compilation DVD. I want to get that, so that's on there.
Yeah. That's that on there, like I said, the match before with the Young Bucks and Future Shock. I've watched that match about 10 times.
Well, the Young Bucks, undoubtedly the best tag team in the world.
Yeah, well, we'll be talking about them soon enough.
Yeah, in a little bit.
So, you know, in closing about Steen, it's just a case of, you know, he's going to go to WWE. No one knows what they've got planned for him. How they're going to change his name? Are they going to, what they're going to do to him? You know, is he going to be in NXT for years? Is he going to be like Chris Hero? Will he go there and never make the break and get up to the main roster? We just don't know. Everyone knows, who knows me personally and listens to the podcast, knows that I hate seeing the guys go from the indies, especially the really good guys like Steen, because, you know, for our own selfish purposes, we're not going to get to see him wrestle, and the likes of Ring of Honor, PWG, coming over here for indie shows as well to the UK. We're not going to be able to see him no more type thing, but in a flip of a coin, you know, it's a case of they're going to go to WWE, earn a lot more money, because, you know, a professional wrestler's career, unless you're Terry Funk, you know, he's only a short one. So the objective is, I suppose, get as much money as you can so you can support your family for your future years and get out of wrestling while you're still fit, you know, and healthy and can enjoy your life. So, yeah, that's my bit in closing. Anything in closing you just want to say about Steen?
Yeah, I've been watching WWE, but I stopped. And I still kind of watch TNA, but I think the reason, like, people don't like it, like, him going, like, the really good guys, like Steen, like you said, you obviously can't watch him wrestle anymore unless you watch that. But no, NXT's down in Florida, but you don't get to see, you see them change so much. Like, they take away so much from them. And, like, the way they got there, they just take it away, which I never understood. Like, he's so good on wrestling, on the mic, entertaining you. So that's the thing I'm going to miss. Just like, he just brought good, really good wrestling and a lot of entertainment.
Yeah, definitely. So it's just a case now. Obviously, when these matches get done, whether they show them on Ring of Honor TV or on DVD releases, getting to watch them to see. But I'm sure there's going to be enough stuff over social media of people that were at the shows, you know, telling us all what the matches were like and things like that. So,
oh, yeah.
be an interesting one to hear and see later on.
One thing I'd like to add, like, the past couple of weeks they did Best in the World Preview, ROH, and then they did that Michael Elgin tribute episode a couple of weeks ago. Like, I hope they do a Kevin Steen tribute, or they show clips of those matches, because, like, he's, the face of ROH to me. Like, he's the biggest star.
I would think they would do some sort of TV special for Steen, for definite.
Two shirts coming out for him, by the way, next week.
Yeah, before we started recording, we got to see one of them, didn't we? Well, we think
on his
he's
website.
One of them.
That's on his website.
Yeah, also Ring of Honor must be doing two
of their own
separate ones, and which is interesting.
They've been using
interesting, considering he's only going to be there for a couple of more weeks.
Yeah, trying to get some money out of him, but
Most
likely, one's going to be Thanks, Steen, Thanks, because they've been hashtagging that all week. They asked fans to send pictures with them and stuff. So, did you send one?
I did, but for some reason I didn't retweet it. I don't know if it's
I don't think it got through.
I don't think it's an issue Ring of Honor with me, I'm not sure. So
I don't think it got through, because I tried to look and I clicked on the link. Like, there was only a link and it didn't work. So that's why.
Maybe I'll let him off then. we'll have to see. But there's definitely been issues with Ring of Honor and myself in the past. But
can't hold a grudge.
No, exactly. Life's too short. Anyway, what we'll do, just have a quick break, and then we'll just come back talking about PWG, more specifically the upcoming Battle of Los Angeles that comes up in August.
The super kick throwing, 450 splashing, acai moonsaulting, one half of the best tag team on the planet Earth, Nick Jackson of the Young Bucks. You're listening to the number one wrestling podcast in the UK.
And we're back, guys. Like I say, what we're going to talk about now is per PWG. I mean, they do have a show on July the 26th. That's PWG 11. But all the talk, you know, has been about this upcoming Battle of Los Angeles that takes place at the end of August on the 29th, 30th and 31st. Justin, however, you know, thinks that 11, you know, has been a bit overlooked and just wants to have a few words on about that. So what is it you have to say about the 11 show, mate?
Well, I think it's being overlooked, number one, because it's the anniversary show, and they always go around the anniversary shows, like, they're so big. But, and then I think it's being overlooked because all the announcements, we'll get into the names, I'll say why, but the card here seems like a really good card, as it's returning Frankie Kazarian versus returning Brian Kendrick, Tommaso Ciampa versus Rocky Romero, AC Gears versus Cedric Alexander, Trevor Lee versus Mr. Wrestling Kevin Steen, most likely his last PWG match. Number one contenders tag team match, The Best Friends, Chuck Taylor and Trent, versus the Unbreakable FM Machines, Brian Cage and Michael Elgin. Number one contender three-way match, Adam Cole versus Johnny Gargano versus Roderick Strong. And I have just did my own thing. I think Johnny Gargano is going to win because Cole just had the belt, and they don't really. I don't even know if Roderick Strong was ever PWG champ.
No, I don't think so.
World Tag Team Title match, a Guerrilla Warfare match, Young Bucks versus some of the World's Cutest Tag Team, Candice and Joey, and then a World Title match, Kyle Raleigh's first defense versus Chris Hero. And it seems like a really good card. I think it's the best up and down card that they've announced this year. But I think maybe it's being overlooked because AR Fox isn't on it, Ricochet isn't on it, Rich Swann isn't on it. Like, some of the regulars aren't on it, so maybe that's why.
He's still looking at the card, though. He's still a great card, I must say.
It's just PWG, like, but maybe because they expanded Bowl of the Three Nights this year, and they announced some very big names.
I mean, that's one thing that is a surprise, you know. It's still there's still tickets available. Now, usually for PWG, they sell out like basically ultra quick.
For 11?
Yeah, no. Yeah, there's still tickets. Well, according to their website, there's still tickets available.
Front row sold out, and it says general admission available at the door.
Yeah, exactly. But usually they sell out completely.
They will.
Way before the show.
They still may sell
out before the show, but you know, it's just unusual seeing that because usually they sell out really quick. You know, people always getting ready as soon as they go on sale, bang, buying them. You know, because I know quite a few people that go to PWG over there in America, and I know that they're always keen on you know, getting their tickets ASAP. But yeah, like you say, you know, he's been overlooked a bit, but he's a good show.
Was only on one PWG show back, Mystery Vortex 2. That's not on it. Is Andrew Everett made his debut. He has a knee injury.
He's injured. Yeah, bad injury.
Also,
yeah.
Willie Mack is gonna be on there. Usually a PWG regular going WWE most likely, and Anthony Nice, PWG regular, isn't gonna be there either. So maybe that's why. Because certain people have their favorites. So I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. It's very possible, but like you said, you know, the fact that this could be Kevin Steen's last...
I don't know why.
I just thought it was sold out like nobody's business. But like I say, it's still a while away yet. Wouldn't surprise me if they sell out beforehand. If they do pre-sales on general admission.
Oh, yeah. One thing I like to add about that Steen match, if anybody saw that Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll preview, when you saw some of the interactions with Steen and Trevor Lee, that one... power bomb when he tried to hit him with the double foot stomp off his feet.
Yeah.
Hurt his head there.
People who'd heard speaking about that when they were there that night saying that, no, they can, because the first time, I think it was the first time I'd heard of Trevor Lee, I thought, who's this guy? Anyway, and then we heard people speaking about him and I said, I could see something happening with Trevor Lee and Steen in the future, and the next thing you know, this match got announced.
I'm happy it's gotten announced.
Yeah. I came across a show with Trevor Lee. He's supposed to have a match on him. I can't remember who it was with now. Another high flyer. It's supposed to be an amazing match for at CWF Mid Atlantic.
That's Andrew Everett. Yeah, they released a free show on YouTube back in August.
Is that what it was? Trevor Lee and Andrew Everett.
Yeah, I didn't check it out yet. I'm planning to check it out though.
Yeah, definitely. Sounds amazing. But anyway, that's 11 on July 26th, but. What I wanted to talk about was the amazing lineup for the Battle of Los Angeles. Again, as I said, over 3 days, August 29th, 30th, and 31st. So we go through the list of names. Obviously, Justin can jump in at any time he wants to say something. So first off, we've got a guy that's recently been released from the WWE. That's Matt Sydal. Making his debut, we've got... former CZW champion Drew Gulak.
Yeah.
We've got the aforementioned Trevor Lee. We've got Chris Sabin, Johnny Gargano.
You skipped Chris Saban. Returning Chris Saban.
returning Chris Sabin, yeah. Jenny Gargano, Brian Myers, and me, Justin and I were speaking off air earlier, and I said I was 100% sure who the Brian Myers guy was. Obviously, it turns out to be the former Kurt Hawkins from the WWE.
By the way, so, most WWE mentions on this podcast ever, most likely.
Yeah, definitely. You're not even exaggerating here. That's definitely the case. We've got, obviously, Michael Elgin, the current Ring of Honor World Champion, is going to be... you know, in this tournament.
No mullet, ladies and gentlemen, no mullet.
No, it's all gone now, all shaven off. The current, how many world champions are in this tournament? You've got the CZW world champion, Biff Busick. You've got the PWG world champion, Kyle O'Reilly, last year's winner, of course.
And then when you get to the other one, the Dragon Gate USA champ and the Dragon Gate champ.
Yeah. Next one, you've got Brian Cage. ACH, who I'm a massive fan of, massive fan. And then the next one I've got in the list here is the UK's very own Zack Sabre Jr.
That's your guy, UK, that's your guy.
Yeah, the internet exploded when his name got announced. And it wasn't just by the UK fans, it was the American guys as well. You know, they knew all about Zack Sabre Jr. He's been there before, but he's obviously, you know, wrestles big international names in Japan and over here in the UK. He's got a big following and... yeah,
it's a very surprising announcement for a lot of American fans.
He was. It was surprising for me. I mean, you just look at this now. We spoke about it before, you know, the venue there in Los Angeles. Probably holds about 400 people at the most, and that's squeezing them in. When you look at the amount of guys they're using, how much it must be costing them.
Yeah.
As well. You know what I mean? It's that's what surprised to me.
That's really interesting. How do they balance it out?
Like Zack Sabre Jr. Yeah, definitely.
Plus, there's another big name, the 16th entrant, very big name.
Yeah, but we'll carry on through the list. We've got Rich Swann, Trent, obviously the former Trent Beretta from the WWE, Cedric Alexander, again, he's come on leaps and bounds in the last 12 months. Boy, we've been watching him in Ring of Honor.
I really enjoyed him.
Yeah, and that guy you've just been talking about, former TNA world champion, he's been in Ring of Honor. I don't think he was ever heavyweight champion there.
Nope, he was only a pure champion,
yeah. And obviously he's the current IWGP champion over in New Japan, that being AJ Styles.
Best in the world, in my opinion.
He's right up there for sure. He's right up there for sure. You know, he just... we haven't even finished with these names, but he just adds so much, you know, I don't know, shine to the tournaments with him being a current IWGP champion as well.
Oh, I just see read that? A tweet. I just read a tweet on their page. It says, from June 27th, all 9 tickets for 11 are almost sold out. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You've got AJ Styles being that... that 16th entrance, and then you've got AR Fox, Chris Hero, I think you mentioned, is the current Evolve champion.
Yes, he is, yeah.
Chuck Taylor, Roderick Strong, Tommaso Ciampa, Adam Cole, which was 2012's winner. My opinion, you know, one of the best independent wrestlers on the planet.
O'Reilly was last year's winner too, Polo.
Yeah, Kyle O'Reilly, sorry, yeah, Kyle O'Reilly's last year's winner, of course, yeah. Adam Cole, I mentioned. You've got Ricochet, who's up there, has been one of the best flyers in the world by far.
Dragon Gate champ and Dragon Gate USA champ.
Definitely, yeah. And then you've got the final one, which is a bit of a surprise, again, like me. Other than Zack Sabre Jr., this one came out of the blue for me as well. The return of Kenny Omega, who, of course, you know, won this tournament in 2009. So, yeah, that's the 24 participants. Quickly, before we go any further... Two matches have been announced. Night one, non-tournament match. Mount Rushmore, comprised of the Young Bucks and Adam Cole, going up against a funny name, the best friends of Low Moral Fibre, that being Kenny Omega, Chuck Taylor and Trent. And then there's been one first round match, announced. That's Drew Gulak going up against the current champion, Kyle O'Reilly. As I say, first round match in the actual tournament itself. So... yeah, overall, anything else you want to say about the amazing array of names that have been announced in the tournament?
Well, Kenny Omega was a former PWG champ, right? World champ?
PWG, I'm not 100% sure. He very well could be, yeah.
Let's see. One match I want to see, all UK fans probably saw. What was that match? Kyle O'Reilly versus Zack Sabre Jr. What promotion was that?
IPW UK.
See, like, all people over there got the salt, so see it. I want to see it over here, especially in Reseda, which is an amazing place. The crowd's just so receptive.
Yeah.
And I had an interaction with a guy I listened to on YouTube, on Twitter, talking about, imagine if Prince Devitt went there, but he's going to WWE. But imagine if he went there. Like, what if he was the last guy? Oh, my God. Yeah. That would have been even bigger. But
that would have just been mind-blowing. You know what I mean? It's like if they announce 23 people and say, oh, one more guy is going to be announced on the night or something like that, everyone, you can guarantee everyone would have said it would have been Devitt.
Yeah, I wish.
100% it would have been. But shame. You know, he's gone to WWE now. Yeah, he'll be back on Indies in a few years' time, I'm sure Prince Devitt will.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, that's not knocking him saying, I hope he fails in WWE and stuff like that. It's just one of them things. But, you know, so hopefully maybe PWG is still going when he comes back and he finally gets to wrestle in PWG, because for him, someone like him never to have wrestled in PWG, it's a bit of a downer, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, I did see him wrestling in America a couple of years back when he came over there with New Japan, wrestled like a joint show with some of the American guys and stuff like that. That was good. I remember one match, I think he wrestled a Low-Key in America.
Okay.
So that was good to see, but yeah.
Low-Key, Jesus.
I'm surprised he's not in this because he started doing indies again, to be honest. Yeah, I wasn't in this.
I think a little too much WWE mentioned probably for all the people who listen to this podcast taste, but Prince Devitt most likely going to WWE in early August. I read that. Mm. And Kenta as well from Pro Wrestling Noah. Not Kenta Kobashi, regular Kenta.
Yeah.
So that's three big signs for WWE, but three big losses for us independent fans.
Most definitely. But, you know, like I say, I don't wish them any...
don't wish bad luck.
I hope they all succeed and do
hope
really well.
Hope they make their money and hope they have enough left in the tank to come back. That's what I'm hoping.
I do fear for Kenta, to be honest. They've never been...
They don't use Japanese guys well.
No. I just hope, like I say, things have changed. You know, people going about the Triple H, you know, and he's in charge of all that type of stuff now. And, you know... It's his baby, so to speak, bringing in these guys and this talent and these young guys, and obviously it's all going to work well. But you know, from what I've heard, it hasn't all run to plan. They brought someone in that was big in Japan and big in Mexico, it didn't really work out. So you know, touch wood, and that's exactly what I'm doing now. I hope it all works out for all the guys that are going there: Willie Mack, Low-Key. Willie Mack, Low-Key's already been there. It was you talking about Low-Key, that was. Willie Mack, you know, Prince Devitt, Kenta, and of course Prince Devitt, a guy I've met a couple of times, and he's a great guy, so wish all the best. But yeah, getting back to this, just before we wrap up, you know, it's going to be a great great Battle of Los Angeles, but before all that, like we said, you know, 11's coming up on July 26th, and that's going to be a show equal on its own right, just as good. So we'll all wait and see what happens with these two shows coming. Well, these four shows coming up in the July and August months.
Yeah, these four shows.
So yeah. So in closing, mate, anything you want to say? Anything else you want to plug or anything like that?
Well, one thing I want to say is that I'm not knocking the bowl lineup at all. Like, it's gotten so much hype, which is really good for PWG, and people want to see independent wrestling. That PWG is independent wrestling at its finest, in my opinion. ROH is half indie, half like kind of corporate. So I'm not knocking the lineup at all. I think they announced it a little too early, like, because 3 weeks, I think, is 11. Like, so it's just kind of taking the attention off. Like, because at 11, I think there's going to be a potential title change and the Young Bucks losing their tag titles to World's Cutest Tag Team, Candice and Joey, because they held them for about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
So that's just it. Guys, check out PWG if you can. I suggest you watch any of their preview videos. You'll probably be convinced to buy the next show DVD. They're so produced. The music really helps me too. I really like the song and the wrestling. They show the biggest parts of it. That's pretty much it though. So You guys can follow me on Twitter at JDVirgilio4. That's capital J, capital D, I, capital V, I R G I L I O 4. And check me out on the IndieCorner.com, writing ROH TV reviews and anything else indie related. And that's pretty much it. I hope I get to record with you again, Stu. This is a really fun conversation.
Yeah, no problem, man. And something we spoke about earlier, you might be writing, you know, in the coming week, you might be putting your points across about after you caught Progress Wrestling from over here in the UK, didn't you? You said, you know, you really enjoyed it, and you may be maybe writing some views on it and from Lock and America's perspective.
Yeah, from the American's perspective, because it had a PWG feel, but it wasn't close. That's not even to discourage at Progress, but PWG is just a completely different animal. It's in its different world.
Yeah.
But other than that, Progress was awesome. Guys should support that over there. Really awesome show.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay then, guys. That's it for this week's show. Thanks for Justin for coming on and talking about this. Big few months in independent wrestling over there in America, obviously with Kevin Steen and the like going to WWE, and obviously more importantly the upcoming PWG shows, 11, which is this month, and then obviously Battle of Los Angeles, which is next month. So so that's it for this week, guys. Once again, thanks Justin for coming on, and I'll speak to you all next week on episode 72 of the Indie Corner.